Yes, indeed. I am on my power walk, and I used to call it hot girl walk. And if you were in the comments of my last video, I posted the receipt of how Facebook said that the search term hot girl walk reflection identifies to them, based on previous history, that it is in the themes of child and sexual abuse. Well, obviously, no bueno. So here we are on the power walks. And I had a conversation with my Instagram family before coming over here to say to catch me on Facebook because that's where I'm monetized. And I do want to have more uncut versions of these topics behind the paywall and Patreon, because I just got monetized and some of the topics that I'm talking about need to be behind a paywall because I know how these platforms and algorithms work. So the moment that you say something, they'll snatch it away. And I have seen others go through that experience with no real recourse of getting their monetization back, while again, been very intrigued on how some of these platforms pick and choose, but I'm gonna leave that there. So today is a good day, and I am so thankful for the folks in my accountability circle and Telegram. It's free. Join. We are posting about our weight loss goals and us moving our body and whatever our goals look like. It's a safe space to be cheered on and to be loved on and to be supported, because life is life and out here. People are people and out here. But God is still God. And my question is, have y'all been paying attention to what's happening around here? So I posted last night and I was intrigued because I had wanted to know, why is it that, what did I post yesterday? What was I talking about? I just had it and I lost it. And I'm going to keep recording because this is actually how ADHD works and how I've been talking about focusing and how I got hyper fixated on this bird and completely lost what I was telling y'all. What did I post yesterday? There were two things that I wanted to talk about. One was relating to social media and social media safety, and I always talk about that. But there was something else about folks having selected outrage and participation as it relates to politics, and how you cannot afford to not be involved or aware of what's happening in politics. Let me say that again in a different way. Politics impacts you whether you like it or not. So for those that say, I don't have time for politics, politics is messy, it's a lot of drama in politics, you darn right, because policy is personal. However, not being aware of what's happening is one of the reasons why there were so many people that decided to not be involved in the democratic process. And look at what is happening. To the folks that went out to hold up yard signs and phone banking and text banking and volunteering your time, I'm giving you a high five. Thank you. Showing up, not just voting, but actually volunteering your time to get other people mobilized, we need more of that energy. But to the folks that just wasn't involved at all, wasn't engaged in all, and to the people that actually encourage other people not to be involved in the process, so I'm using my strategy of deep breathing, because my doctors tell me that I need to keep my stress down, and that stress is not good for my heart, therefore not good for my pacemaker. And I've already been very clear, and I will continue to say it. I got to be intentional with my heart in order for me to stay alive. So with that being said, there are certain topics that I'm just going to move past. But the fact that there are some individuals that decided to not be involved in the political process at all. And then some of those individuals are like, oh my gosh, you see what's happening? The Social Security office just said that they're not even going to do press memos anymore. That the only way that they're going to communicate is on the platform X. That just happened. Oh my gosh, the prices are sky high and it is hurting my pockets. And your president is doing ego matches with tariffs. And I find it very interesting to go back and forth with China out of all places, because the moment that China says, run me back our money, again, there's just certain things that clearly I can't talk about. I just got monetized and I'm not trying to get that pulled away, okay? But I want folks to pay attention. I want folks to be involved. I hope that people are paying attention. You can't afford not to. Look at the grocery store. It's only going to get worse. You literally had alleged market manipulation. And some people can't even afford to have an emergency fund or even $1,000 in their savings account. And the stock market is on a whole roller coaster. And it's words that the president says that influences that. I need y'all to pay attention. I need y'all to pay attention for our children, because the performative politics is what is a trigger for me. Let me give you an example. It was a bill in Florida that was passed last session where some lawmakers called it a legacy bill, which is interesting to me. But they passed this law saying that children under the age of 14 could not have a social media account. And the bill is very vague, and there's unintended consequences when you're passing legislation such as that. But also, there's been no enforcement of this bill that was called a legacy bill. And while the intent is to have conversations about social media safety, we talk about intent versus impact. And the bill has no impact because there's children under the age of 14 that are still on social media. There's no enforcement. In fact, there are actual lawsuits that say that this particular bill violates First Amendment rights, which they knew that. However, the lawmakers suggest that they're not trying to suppress First Amendment rights, that they are trying to hold these tech companies accountable to certain features that these apps have. However, the lawmakers during the debate of this bill couldn't fully articulate what those features were. So, again, intent versus impact. And so you'll have people that be like, hey, I passed a bill to have social media safety and protecting our children and la 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 whoop de whoop. Meanwhile, have you seen the news to see what's happening and what our children are doing on social media and how that has no impact on the state of Florida and how now these lawsuits are actually costing states resources? So congratulations, you got a bill passed, but there was no impact to that. So it's performative. And it's things like that where you have some lawmakers that are more concerned about Google alerts and media hits than the actual impact in the positions that they're in. And you got to be careful with how you talk about it, particularly depending on who you're talking about. But I'm going to say the thing. I always have, always will. And there's no NDA, non-disparagement, or anything that's going to stop me. What I witnessed with my father having cancer in his voice box and having his entire voice box removed and having a whole process of learning how to communicate in a different way, I'd be damned if somebody try to silence me with the things I'm saying when I have receipts. So find somebody else to play with. Don't play with me. And we're not about to play games as it relates to our children. Been very clear on that. And unfortunately, there are laws that are being passed that are dismantling public education, where they want to protect the kids so much, but roll back child protection laws as it relates to the workplace. Huh? You care about the children so much so, but you are rolling back protections that have been in place when they're at their workplace. I can't make sense of that. The math ain't mathing for me. So, as I said, you cannot afford, literally and figuratively, you cannot afford to not be aware of what's going on. And I know it's a lot, and I understand. I've seen some of the comments as it relates to my post that some people are just going from day to day and they're just trying to survive and cannot keep up with all the things that are happening. But something's got to give, because again, I go and say, when is enough enough? Our children deserve better. You deserve better. And I hope that you move your body. I hope that you prioritize your peace. When I say advocacy for me is taking care of me, I mean that. When I said I was going to take my life back in 2019, I meant that. When I said I was going to lose this weight, I meant that. So if you want to join the accountability circle on Telegram, it's free. I suggest you do it. Come join us. Let us root for you. Let us pray for you. Let us support you as you are on your journey to accomplish your goals. Amen. But I really hope that there's a lot more of y'all that are paying attention to what's happening, because it's a lot. And now folks who are on Social Security, where there's a technological divide, now has to find out information on X and only X. Breaking news. You cannot afford to not pay attention to what's happening in the political world, because policy is personal, and people got to stop with the performative politics, because it helps nobody. With that, I love you. Be blessed. Have an amazing day. And if you want more of these series that are uncut, unfiltered, check me out on Patreon, because that's where it's going to be. I'm going to enjoy this monetization while Meta still gives it to me. But I'm sure the moment that I say something that ruffles some feathers, they're going to snatch it away. So this is why I'm asking to just go ahead and join Patreon. With that, see you later. Bye.